Okay, we're holding the pace. Kuf Samach Zayin. Baruch Hashem, we started last week. We started the second Marocha. And the point that he said in the first, he's pulling out a gra, that the Goyen says there were three tkufas in the history of mankind. So when the Nevi'im existed, so the Navi would decide for each person through a Nevuah what his role in life is. So a person had a very clear directive from Hashem what he's supposed to be doing with his life. He had no doubts. That was the first
tkufa. He's referring to the Navi.
The person would go to the Navi. The main function of the Nevi'im was to give each person personal directive of how they should act. What did Hashem want from them personally? You know, it'd be wonderful if we get a personal directive. We try to figure it out based on general ideas. We don't know for sure. When the Navi existed, the Goyen says they would go to the Navi, and the Navi would tell them exactly what they should do. You should be a first grade Rebbe, you should be a 10th grade Rebbe, you should go into business, you should become a lawyer. You know, everybody was given exactly what they were supposed to do. Very good. Okay. The second tkufa was through Ruach HaKodesh, which he points out that Ruach HaKodesh only works if a person is totally pure. Otherwise, we don't know if it's really Ruach HaKodesh or Ruach Eli, you know, talking. Okay? We don't know who's talking. You know, you think it's the voice of heaven speaking to you, but really it's your own voice speaking to you. So that was very careful. They had to be an Urim and Thummim, which is right for that. The third tkufa is that nobody should go out and try and go out on a path which seems to be out from the general rules, because we have no right to say we know exactly what our role is. That's what the Gros said. She said in the previous paragraph, it doesn't mean that there's no concept of each person having nowadays having a personal avoider. That's not true. That's not what it means. Okay. So Hare Gamad Arenu, and he brings from a different Gros, which that he pointed out, Chai Varum Bavoida Prati. Each person has his own individual avoider, the areas which he has to work on. I need to work. You know, they're not going to tell the person you have a gaiva problem. You have a low esteem problem. You have a taiva problem. This is the areas that you need to work on. It was very, very specific. But that applies nowadays also. Ben Aliyah when you stop it, b'shum oifen, the kiyam mitzvah stam. Ben Aliyah does not feel comfortable just doing mitzvah stam. He wants to do them in such a way that it should be addressed that his area of avodah. So the more he can address himself in a very specific way, the better you can get. You can hone in on what are your issues and what are your areas of avodah, what are your challenges. And the problem which we had, you know, is like, you know, basically the previous Marocha was a little bit trying to glean that for the person. We spoke about the person has to make his mida clock. You know, what are his strengths? What are his weaknesses? Person has to understand his yisoidus, and person understand there's different elements in the Torah which address different things. Person has to understand that, like you said before, that there's a real deep, usually a deep subconscious reason why he's doing something, and he has to be willing to search for that. Okay. So we're going to try and move into doing this l'maisa. Batrocha amaisis, shibah barocha zu, the practical applications which are going to go in the second barocha over here. Then holchi beikus akechos amidish shibiyarnu b'barocha akademis. We're going to base ourselves on what we said before. We're going to attempt to find for each person a way for each person to find their derech aliyah. Yisrael avodazu he tikkun arbas ayisodes. Like the Gros said before, there are four basic elements in the verse, which are the Eish, the Mayim, and the Ruach and the Ofer. We need to address them. So Mayim is what pulls a person to Taiva, and the Eish is Kas, and Ruach is Gaiva, and offer his atzlus, you know, etc., whatever he said over there. Maybe it's better in Masha Kosim and Groh by Maimer, and now the Groh finishes off that the person was able to address all of them. By doing that, he's able to purify himself. He's mamish dovek with Hashem. And on a practical level, what are we going to do? So we call him on that. We have a saying about the Muslim, Tamir, Rabbeinu Gerner, Mishal Salanta, Sushi Agaleinu. So we have a Masarah. Ki Iker, Simas Alev, Tzvichal Iyo, Isla Dvorim, Haktanim, Mishal Ahodim, Doshba Kev. The main focus has to be on the small things. But after Tfasim Ruba, Loi Tfasim, Tfasim Ruba, Tfasim. The Mora says, if you try and grab too much, it's not going to work. If you try and grab a small amount, you have a much better chance of success. B'chol program of Boyim, as we proceed, Ein Kavod Nesel Lahavi Lidei Hisnagus Kitzonis Precious of Gedolim. Our goal isn't extreme actions in the Precious, etc. Alagish Shabriya to a healthy approach, Shkula Maduda, which is measured. The dogma. But Yivrein Al-Badidus, so he's going to talk about later on, there's a mile of a person having time for himself. A person has to create in that world of being by yourself, when you're just sitting with yourself, you're able to get much more of an intimate knowledge of yourself and focus on what your challenges are and what your needs are. Okay, so it's a good idea. So that means that the guy moves to somewhere in northern Montana, buys a mountain, and lives there as a hermit. This is good. We don't mean that. We don't mean to take you out of your social life. Our goal was Lahamid called Bardas to indicate these person the understanding the need. To find an hour for yourself during the week. Or to take advantage of the opportunities of Bedidas which we have. For example, the person wakes up, it's nighttime, it's quiet, nobody's around, you're all by yourself. That's a great time to have a chance to really sort of get in touch with yourself. There's nothing distracting you. You're sitting in the doctor's office waiting. You know, so in some scenarios, the right thing to do is interact with other people there and do it that way. Sometimes it's a great opportunity to have a little bit of time with yourself to focus on, you know, what's going on with my life. Lahavdil. The Mishnah Torah uses a mashal. Imagine a person has his own business. Especially it's a startup, you know, just developing, etc. And he's sitting in the doctor's office. So his mind naturally goes, well, I got a few minutes. His mind will wander off to what can he do to make his business better. Because that's really what's on his mind. I know you've had the experience where you had to give a speech. You know, something which, you know, you really had to put effort into. You had a few minutes, your mind will run to that. I gave a chabur today. So I was, you know, on the way home, lunchtime, I was riding my bike home, you know, riding on Kedrick. I'm thinking about how am I going to answer this cash. That's what's on my mind. I had a few minutes myself, right? Some days I just basically literally shoot the breeze, right? But, you know, today, because I was focused, I had something which I focused on, so I took advantage of those few moments. So the guy said, a few minutes, it's all by himself. So I don't know, I'm going to take advantage of those few moments and think something through. So my goal isn't that you should become an antisocial individual. The point is, understand the value of the time which you have with yourself. That's a very valuable time, and don't, you know, and take advantage of it. Therefore, in all of the practical examples which are going to give in this maracha, we're relying on your ability to weigh it properly. How much it applies for you to actually do it l'maisa. Not to do too much, not to do too little. More than it's healthy, or the amount which is not enough to be helpful. So we trust you that you'll figure it out. Hashem is working, but we're in the sack, and it's better. Hashem should help. That's a fascinating thing. So what? This paragraph, this last part of this paragraph, which you presented over here. If you're looking for the difference between the Alishur Kalik Al and Alishur Kalik Beis, this is probably one of the most primary elements of the difference. Kalik Beis is much more practical than Maisa, detailed what to do. Kalik Al was much more, listen, you're big boys, you know, I trust you to figure it out. I'll give you the general concept. I'll give you some, you know, the point that we're trying to make. And to apply yourself. You know, you're big enough, but you're, you know, you're vulgar enough to apply yourself.
What was the time difference between publishing Chelek Aleph? Were they published at the same time, or was that?
Chelek Aleph was published first half of the 1960s. It was the original publication, I think. I don't think it has any other original date. If you look at the Haskamas, well, you look at the Haskamas, Sir Yaakov Manetsky is from Tavshin Chavei, which is 65. The Rukhatsu Levenshain is from Tavshin Chavei. The Rukhatsu Levenshain is from Tavshin Chav Gimel. So, I mean, he was already, and Rav Kluft doesn't put a date in his letter. So, it's already, you know, somewhere in the. Somewhere in the 1960s. Chelek Beis, I would say, came out towards the end of the 1980s. So it's a good 25-year gap between the two of them. And he basically writes this in the Hakdom. He says that he realized that people wanted what, whereas that generation did not want specific control. They wanted to figure out themselves. Now they're supposed to say, I don't want to figure out myself. Please tell me what to do. So he said that's why he's going to do more of that in the second Chelek. Learning the Chelek Aleph. So,
we're all big boys.
No big boys. That's what happens. You go out to the big wide world. You do mature a lot from that. It's, you know, it is harder to give exact directives. Okay. Perek Rishon. Kol Adam Chayav L'Das Sheyesh L'Chashivus. So the first step of this whole avodah is you need to know that you're important. Lo Chashivus Meduma Shumach of Atzma V'Atzma. That you have a personal, a very high opinion about yourself. That's not what I mean. Kishu Meshulam Shurim Magrus Gaiva. The way the Meshulam Shurim explains Gaiva is the person has an overly high opinion of himself. But rather, what I mean is the following: El Chashivus Balas Mashmois Amuka Vaf Mezazas. A chashivus, which is extremely deep and significant, and it probably is going to cause you to be awestruck and tremble by hearing that. Each person has to say that the world, Hashem created the world for me. Rashi Klaimer. Chosham and Ikar Lamole. Latar is Atzimid Arla Bavera Achadeju. If I understand that I represent the Kodesh Baruch Hu, a world, so how could I be willing to destroy a world for the advantage of one single avera? So if I'm going to get involved in something I shouldn't get involved in, which eventually will consume and destroy the person, if he understands of really how important he is and how much of a role he plays and how significant he is, it would be very much more difficult for a person to do that. So that's a mind-boggling statement. Yeah. doesn't mean that. Well, that's true too. I mean, each person is given a tremendous role to play, and each person is given tremendous talents and abilities, and he will impact the world in a way which is almost, there's no way the person needs to realize how much he's impacting the world. And if he goes astray, all of that is lost in the world. But Karlamovic, which means Zoe Chavayat Chad Bamiyutor Shel Adam, you are a one-time occurrence in the world. There's nobody going to be exactly like you before, nobody exactly like you afterwards. You're here one time. Give me a Gilgal issue. Even Gilgal issues come back differently. Right? And you have a role. Shlohoya Oid Kamayu. Nobody else can be exactly like you. Therefore, me with my combination of my abilities, ben la'osim avos, based on my parents, which means my upbringing, based on the surroundings around me and the generation where it's at. I have a special role in avodah. I have a special portion of my Torah. The whole world is waiting for me to do my job. Nobody else can do it. So if I don't do it, it ain't going to happen. And the world needs it, and I'm it. Right? So a person would not say those words, but absorb those words. It would be like, you know, a person would come and do an aveira, like... It's like you see the whole world tottering, you know, with your aveira, because there's a whole world which needs to be happened because of you, which if you blow it, it's blown. I mean, you know, obviously some people play a more public role, and that's more obvious that if they blow in their public role, it's a tremendously different, you know, these people bring tremendous characters to the world. If they blow their public role, all of that is lost. So all of that opportunity, the talent, the abilities, and the character that person had are lost to Goyim. Right? So, you know, if a person would think of that, not of the Gaiva element of, wow, I'm special, I'm, you know, therefore give me cover, but like the responsibility of that statement. Excuse the phrase. It's earth-shattering. Right? Okay. Now the goal over here isn't to make you feel bad about yourself, like you blew it. Right? All over. The point is, whatever the over was. Right? But that's no reason not to take the over into hand and try and do best, do what you can do with it.
Rabbi was going over. I took a different approach, text in the sense that obviously there, but it was obviously it's a very humbling portion, but something along the lines of more, instead of worrying about what not to do, I found it more like, what should I be doing that I'm not? I almost do it in the opposite way.
Correct.
Maybe I missed the...
No, you're right. The point is, the Rashi is quoting in context was dealing with not doing an aveira.
Right, okay.
That was the context of the Rashi was... Okay. So Rashi says...
I missed that part.
That was a contextual, you know, which we're not seeing the whole Gemara in the Sanhedrin. But you're right. The point isn't only not the negative, right? And it's scary in a certain sense. It's scary and humbling. You know, it's overwhelming. I just recently had an interaction with somebody, and the person told me a compliment that the gifter said about me that I never heard before. That was, you know, a lot of times they would compliment, they say something nice about me to somebody else. They didn't tell me that, you know. But that was, you know, that was how my brain did things, you know. They were really telling you a direct compliment. And I told you I can count my compliments from gifter and two fingers. And one was becomes my shadow brachas, it doesn't count. But the person told me, you know, something that Rikipsa said about what he thought my abilities were. And it was my first reaction to it was I cried. Because, like, I didn't live up to the expectation of what he wanted me to do. Right? The second reaction was that he doesn't want to talk, he's talking about. That was the second reaction. My third reaction was, okay, let's say he does. Instead of crying about it, what can I do to try and at least, you know, salvage something? You know, but it was, I mean, my first reaction was, I was like, you get hit in the seat. Like, really? That's what he thought? Okay, you know. So you make him wonder, maybe what he said was Shavuot because he talked meant. That's the scary part about it. That part I did hear. So the vantage point of a person's approach to Avodah is understanding that he is extremely important and significant, and he has a extremely important civil role to play, and he can't let himself in some way blow it. He has so much to accomplish, and you know, from that event, our goal is to correct yourself and direct yourself from a vantage point of understanding the value that we have. You know, the very crude example that we, you know, the public figure is much easier. Even the private individual, you know, by doing what they're supposed to be doing, they add an element which without it, the whole community would not be the same. And the whole community is impacted by a person who's doing what they're supposed to be doing. Each person has their own avoid, so I got to do what I'm supposed to be doing. The final results are important. Let's hold it here.
Everybody's talking about the physical, but also other spiritual ramifications of different things that people do.
Well, they're spiritual in two senses. They're spiritual in the sense of I'm going to impact the people around me positively, negatively. And then there's the olamus, you know, there's the metaphysical world. And metaphysical world is like way, you know, beyond our understanding, but that's 100% true. Right? That the Chofetz Chaim has a lashon he uses in one place. He says, the person says lashon hara about pointing. He says, next day he meets somebody who's other mammon to him. He says, you said lashon hara about pointing? Don't you know what the Gdolim hold about pointing? Maybe the Gdolim got it wrong. He says, you know, he says, you know, you said lashon hara about pointing? Do you know that I have the idea, I was there when it happened, that Gdolim from the previous generations came to visit him and they held him in tremendous esteem, and he keeps going back, and the Rambam came to him, and the Bible Roman came to him, and the Malachi Shoras came to him. That's what a member of Bais is. That's a Chofetz Chaim uptight. You really, the Baruch Hashem says I love him. There's nobody greater than the Baruch Hashem who says he's important to me. You said lashon hara about him, are you an idiot? You know, says as he was along, you know, says, well, maybe they got it wrong. Okay, they got it wrong. I feel horrible. I have to ask him a chila. Rep Ploini, going to go to the Rep Ploini. You know, each step, you know, he goes from being Ploini to Ploini, Rep Ploini, Harava going to Rep Ploini, Harava going to Hatzadik, you know, like, but that same conversation applies to us. You know, who's Eli Ragan Ploini? Like, you know, Ploini, you know, like, that's our attitude. You know, you can't do that. It doesn't work.